from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross, let's get to the national scene from football. Now, maybe the Eagles tie into this or maybe not. In your opinion, what is the most intriguing storyline for the NFL this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the Chiefs going for 3 in a row. I mean, nobody's ever done it.
Yep.
And it certainly seems like they have a chance to do it. Because interestingly, it just feels to me like the NFC is actually a lot stronger than the AFC. I mean, I was telling you guys, I just did the power rankings, and I'm pulling them up as I'm talking to you. So I had Chiefs 1, okay? But then after that, I had Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers. So out of the top 5 teams in the NFL, I think 4 of them are in the NFC.
Wow.
The Ravens lost 3 starting linemen and they're beat up. The Bills lost a bunch of people. I mean, it feels like an easier path, if anything, for the Chiefs to get back to the Super Bowl yet again.
Well, also, I just want to say, until Lamar wins a playoff game, I know he won one, until he really does something in the postseason, enough. I mean, he's a great player, but all the 12s and 5s, 13 and 4s.
They were a lot better with Todd Monken being the offensive coordinator last year.
But listen, I'm with Joe, okay? This is why I always say, you know, people say quarterback wins isn't a quarterback stat. You know, there are some guys that have a strong tendency to play their best when it matters the most, and there are other guys that don't.
Joel Embiid and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, look at Mahomes and Lamar Jackson the last 5 years in the regular season, and then look at them in the playoffs. When the playoffs come around, Mahomes is at his absolute best, and Lamar Jackson isn't, and that's just a fact.
I agree. Ross, the Cowboys thing. So I got to imagine the heat is so hot on Mike McCarthy. I mean, Belichick's just waiting in the wings. What do you think this season looks like for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, it's hard to argue that they are better in any way. It's almost as if they didn't even make an attempt to get better. You let Tyron Smith, your left tackle, go. You replace him with a rookie that's only started like 10 games in college. They let Biadasz, their center, go. You let Tony Pollard, your running back, go, and you replace him with Zeke Elliott?
Ridiculous.
Like Zeke Elliott again? I mean, if I were a Cowboys fan, I would be furious. They have arguably top 5 players at the 3 arguably most important positions in the sport, right? At least in how these guys are getting paid now. If you look at who gets paid, it's quarterbacks, wide receivers, edge rushers. They have maybe the best defensive player in football. They have CeeDee Lamb. They have Dak. And yet they're choosing to not really put a team around them, in my opinion, that gives the Cowboys a like the Cowboys are 12th in my power rankings. They don't have a realistic chance in my mind to beat, you know, in the playoffs, teams like the Niners, Lions, Eagles, and Packers.
Wow.
You talk about the, you know, the potential greatness of defensive player of the year type Micah Parsons, but we've got a guy who could be in that discussion in Jalen Carter, and we really haven't talked about that much. You know, his greatness was sort of the beginning of last season, and so we kind of haven't seen it for a while during the regular season, during the, you know, the postseason. He trailed off. How great can he be? What's the realistic expectation for a guy who plays mostly on the inside at D tackle? Sometimes he'll move outside and be an edge guy, but how productive can he be in terms of getting quarterbacks on the ground this year, Ross?
Well, he's the second most important player on the football team after Jalen Hurts. He's easily their most talented player on defense. He's their best player on defense. Maybe it's asking a lot of a second-year guy. I'd have a tough time envisioning the Eagles going to the Super Bowl or, frankly, even making a long playoff run unless he's a dominant player. He needs to be for certainly Pro Bowler, but he really needs to be an all-pro, maybe the first team, second team, all-pro caliber player. He's that good.
What's your degree of confidence that he will be that player?
I feel pretty good about it, actually.
So do I.
I think he hit the wall last year. I think he obviously they've talked a lot about his conditioning, but I don't know about you, John. I hit a heck of a rookie wall, and I wasn't even playing. You know, these guys playing that many snaps.
So how does that work, Ross?
I'll tell you how it works. In the Ivy League, we play 10 games a year. In the NFL, you know, it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and, you know, we played 4 preseason games. By, like, the halfway through the season, that was a whole college season for me. And we still had the whole thing to do over again. I was so messed up. I would get home from practice. I would sleep for like 3 hours. I would get up. I went from 308 to 288. I lost 20 pounds during my rookie season because my eating and sleeping, I was all off.
Well, and that was from practicing, not playing.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And I'll say this, back to Jalen Carter. Until he tailed off dramatically last year, first half of the year or so. And James, you remember I said this. I really thought what I was seeing, what we were seeing with him as a rookie, was there with the great rookie seasons I felt I had ever seen in Philadelphia sports that I'd seen. I mean, I'm talking Lindros. I'm talking Ryan Howard. Like the real, like some dudes that just burst immediately and you knew it was the real deal. Like Jalen Carter was that for half the year. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, should the Eagles, in your opinion, should they run Jalen a lot like they did early in his career? Meaning, you know, fairly often. A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well. All right, speaking of weighing in, Ross, we're getting each guest this week to give us their prediction for the season. 17 games. How many regular season wins does Ross Tucker have for the 2024 Birds?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I'd be disappointed if they didn't win the division. I think they win between 11 to 13 games, so I'll put it right in the middle at 12-5. That seems like the right number to me. I think they're going to have a really good season. I'm excited about it. You know, once they get there, then we'll see how they do in the playoffs. But I can't emphasize enough the upgrade that I feel like they have in coordinators from what they were using at the end of last year and the impact I think that has starting Friday night.
Good deal. Ross, we look forward to doing this whole season with you again. Ross will be with us every Wednesday, 7:40 to 8:40. Ross, wonderful work, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Happy birthday again, John. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Ross.
Awesome stuff. Hey, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. Jaws, yesterday, this issue of Jalen and how much to run him. What Ron Jaworski, of course, played for the Eagles for 10 years, starting quarterback for 10 years. What Jaws said about rushing Jalen or not, we'll get to that in 1 minute's time. To go all in or not with Jalen as a runner. I mean, man, when he's healthy and as long as he's still got it, like, incredible, right? But it's risky for all the obvious reasons, injuries and all that. Jaws, on our program yesterday, we talked to Jaws about what the strategy should be. Here's what he said. To run Jalen a lot or not. They did a lot in 22. They dialed it back last year. What would be your strategy with his rushing?
I've always been a believer from a quarterback perspective. You run when you have to. I do not like quarterback design run plays unless you have to. You got a big third one. You got to do the tush push. Some plays like that, you know, design plays in the red zone, design plays in the goal area. I'm okay with that. But I think when you start, you know, I'm not a big RPO guy. I do not want my quarterback to get hit. You know, linemen can play. They can play with a bruised shoulder. Quarterbacks can't. Linemen can play with a broken finger. Quarterbacks can't. Why put your quarterback in?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokespuppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harm's way unnecessarily.
All right. I knew Jaws would say that because I've heard him say it for a while, or at least I thought he would say that. Let me put it that way. You know, he made an interesting point. He says he's not a big RPO guy. You know, basically what he's getting at is if you run the RPO offense, if you don't have the quarterback keep it from time to time and run, then that's not good. And that's kind of what happened in the end of last year.
He says, why have your quarterback keep it unnecessarily? You're not. You're having your quarterback keep it necessarily to set up the rest of your plays with the RPO.
But you're right within that concept, I agree, but there's another flip side here. I've got A.J. Brown, I've got Devontae Smith, I've got Dallas Goedert, I've got Saquon Barkley, and Jalen Hurts can pass the ball. Let's just go play regular football and try to have Jalen Hurts do what Tom Brady did, which is get hit like three times a game instead of get hit like 11 times a game. I mean, there is a strategy there. James, what would you do with Jalen this year?
So I definitely would run him more than Jaws implies. I like the way Ross said it, like kind of run when he has to. Like Mahomes, right? Like Mahomes doesn't run all the time, but when he has to, he's going to get that 10 yards. He's going to get that 15 yards. He's going to get the first down. Like I want Jalen to be free to do that type of stuff. And even some design runs. Little more than Mahomes, a little bit. But I don't want it to be like an RPO run all the time type offense where he's taking hits every play. But running is part of what makes him good. He has to do it.
Rhea, where do you stand?
He is at his best when he's a dual threat quarterback.
Yes,
there's just no doubt about it. Now, I want the threat there because I really want to take advantage of Saquon Barkley. So, I mean, clearly I want him to get – it just opens everything up. I mean, it really does. He just – he has to do it, but we got to see that he's got that. If he can't turn the corner anymore, that's a problem.
So you worry about that like I do.
Yeah.
Right? John did not think that was a thing. John thought that was related to just injury.
No.
You and I think that could be some wear and tear over the years.
Yeah, wear and tear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John, he's taking a lot of hits, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do
and
you?
He's not disabled from the hits. He's
no, we're not
able
saying
to get
disabled.
Out there and still run.
I mean, you saw Ezekiel Elliott.
He was
around
hurt
that same...
last year wearing a giant brace.
Yep.
That slows you down.
But you do acknowledge Cam Newton was done 10 plus years before other quarterbacks because he took a million hits.
Okay, and he was also, what, 32 when that happened?
But he was like declining
Jalen's
like 30.
25?
He's 26 or 27 now, James. What do we got with Jalen Hurts?
26.
I think he's 26, right?
I think he's turning 26, maybe just turned. I think his birthday was in August or something. I think he just turned 26.
But let me
just
say, all right.
But John, he played a ton of college football.
Yes.
In offenses
everyone else out there have played a ton of college football, too.
Do you know how many?
You got to stop with this.
Okay.
He's not made out of porcelain.
Here's my point.
He is a tough human being.
I dare you to look up.
You need to just get over it.
It's your birthday, so I don't want to get too mad at you. I dare you to, and this goes for anyone listening. I'm not going to do it. It's too much work. Someone do research on how many times was Peyton Manning tackled to the ground in college football, Tom Brady tackled to the ground in college football, and Jalen Hurts tackled to the ground in college football.
Who says that stats you can't compare from era to era?
Tackles
why are you saying
are
you
tackles.
Can compare quarterbacks from era to
because
era?
Because hits add up.
It's completely different.
Hits add up.
You're right. And this is a different offense. The way that we run effectively is you have to sacrifice a little bit. Fortunately, we have a quarterback who's tougher than the other ones. That sacrifice is not as scary.
Look,
when it's Jalen Hurts who is built a lot more, you know, put together like a running back, appropriately like sturdy.
Yes, so he takes the hits on.
Stand.
He takes the hits.
Yes,
and that's a problem.
A good thing that he's able to do that.
All right,
we're not going
to
rely on that, but it is part of the way we play football.
Well, it really is a fascinating conundrum for the Eagles to figure out. You know, what do you do here? 215-592-9494. I would run him a lot, but I know there's big risk with it. Gary in New Jersey. Gary, good morning.
Morning. Welcome to the club. Happy birthday, Mr. Ritchie.
Thanks, Gary. You're
and now
old.
We can all join AARP. I did not know that.
I have no idea. Is it really 50 or is it 55 for AARP? 50. All right.
I thought it was 65.
I don't think it's like a government thing. No, I think it's a, you know, just.
Is it just
people.
A magazine? Like, what is
it? No,
what
like,
is
I just Googled it. 50 years old. Must be at least 50 years old for AARP membership.
Are they a private company?
I don't know.
It's an association, I believe.
All right,
but you do pay for like
retired. People.
Like I know somebody who you know when they qualified for it, like got dental stuff out of it.
Oh, there you go.
So I mean, you know,
all right. So you're on your way to Medicare and Medicaid, John.
Kind of.
You're just not there yet.
If you get back into that dating scene, I don't think whip it out as a first date. Maybe ease the AARP card out.
Hey, check this out.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phillies?
I just think they're locked in right now, man. I think they had their little summer vacation, and now it looks like they're just locked in and coming back.
Well, you know, the really good news, Gary, about last night was that the bad start, as long as they have the right playoff positioning at the end of the regular season, the fifth starter is not going to matter in the postseason.
Right.
As long as one of the four starting pitchers don't get hurt. Because I will say, last night that thought did go through my mind. God forbid Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, or Sanchez get hurt. I mean, there's no one to go to. Person doesn't exist.
I was thinking about you when Castellanos was having a heated discussion with the umpire.
Yep.
And I think that's my argument for the robo-ump. Back when umpires, when we started watching baseball, they had a strike zone. You knew the strike zone. Now they're just calling wherever they feel like calling a strike.
Well, look, umpires have always tried their best. They don't try to call it to the box because the umpire can't see the box.
Right.
I don't know that umpires have gotten worse. Maybe they have. I think our sense of them getting worse has risen because we see the box, which, by the way, I mean, let's be real, is faulty. I mean, do you ever see the box get taller when Alec Bohm bats instead of I don't.
It does.
I don't think you're right.
It really does.
Put the readers on.
Maybe you can't see with
James. Does the box get taller when Bohm bats instead of?
I think it does. I mean, I think it does because it looks proportionately. I don't know. I don't notice it.
All right, let's try to look tonight. We'll look tonight.
I'm telling you, it does. Like, why don't you trust?
Because you just told me it doesn't matter if Jalen Hurts takes a million hits. So I'm a little faulty in your trusting.
And you know I played football.
I know. Right? I think it affected your
head.
And
you know I was out there doing these things.
This birthday, Joe.
You don't seem to value that in any way.
I value that a ton.
I understand the way it feels to be hit.
Right.
And the way that Jalen will stand up to what they're asking him to do.
I can't go down this road. This is when I got to pull out that he was out of the NFL in 7 years, and we go down that whole thing and we spiral.
So I should understand it even better than most.
You
right?
should.
Including
should.
You. You should. Don't. You haven't felt it. I'm telling you.
Man, I play
he's going to be great.
All right, Gary, give me an answer here for an old person character.
Can I say something real quick about this Friday game? Because it irritates me so much because I'm going to be at my son's football game. Do you realize as a result of this, if they keep the 17-game schedule, we lose two home games? Because next year will be our 8 home game year.
Well, not really. You wouldn't have it anyway. So the NFC gets the 8. Each year they flip. This year the NFC has 9 home games. Next year they have 8. So you don't really lose 2. You wouldn't have the 8 anyway. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
we lose it this year and then we lose it next year.
Well, you don't lose it next year.
You never have it to begin with.
You don't have it.
It always goes every other year. Like, you're never going to have it that year.
Yeah, no. All right, Gary, old person character. What do you got?
I missed the beginning of the show. Did anybody say Yoda?
Yes. Give me someone else.
Scrooge?
Oh, wow. Wow. That could win. I mean, again, I said earlier, it doesn't have to be someone you love per se, but I mean, is Scrooge a great character? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles Dickens, Scrooge.
Oh, that's a great character.
That's a big time answer.
Everyone hates Scrooge.
Everybody knows Scrooge.
But he does provide a lesson. I mean, this is a timeless lesson.
That's a big one, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.